The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 396.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Now, we kicked off the show with Dervish. That was a track called Palmer's Gate. From their album Midsummer's Night, we're going to jump right into the music with Ravens 3. This is Julia's Conflict from their album Flight.
Gather round, you free-born men, and draw your chairs to mine. and I'll tell you of my country that you might understand, and of the English army that marched in for to stay. Oh, that night they wounded old Ireland, and she's bleeding too this day. The dogs of war, they loose to run and hunt the rebels down. They hope to rule this land by fear and hold it for the crown. But a mighty thought was born in men when they shot James Connolly. Oh, that night they wounded old Ireland, and she's bleeding too this day. The border lies like an open wound that only love can heal. Far bitterness and cruelty will never close the wheel. The men with vision had a dream the blind men stole away. Oh, that night they wounded old Ireland, and she's bleeding too this day.
Thank you. What's the news, all my bold chevaliers? Million long barrel guns from the sea. Say what wind from the south brings a messenger here. May the hymn of the dawn for the free. Goodly news, till I bring you to port. Goodly news, shall you hear, pod your man. For the boys march at dawn from the south to the north. Ed by Kelly, the boy from Keelan. Tell me who is the giant with the gold curling hair? He who rides at the head of your band. 7 feet is his height, with some inches to spare. And he looks like a king in command. Oh my boys, that's the pride of the bold chevaliers. Mon's greatest of heroes, a man. Bling your beavers aloft. For John Kelly, a boy from Keelan. And this court is a flames and all wax for this one. And tomorrow the battle we will cross. On a hill or the town we have planted a gun. A pull better the gateway to Ross.
After Ravens 3 came Terry Griffith with They Wounded Old Ireland from his album For My Grandfathers. Then came Patrick Darcy with The Langstern Pony Jigs. And finally, Dún Éagas with Kelly, the boy from Killan, from their album Down by the Glenside. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Cassidy Owen emailed a photo. Hi, Mark. Just wanted to say thank you for including Warbellow Range in the last couple episodes. As a fellow Alaskan, it is so wonderful to hear Caitlin Warbellow and the rest of Warbellow Range. I usually end up listening to the podcast while I walk to and from work at the Talkeetna Public Library in Alaska. On a clear day, I get a wonderful view of Denali while I walk. Thanks for the podcast. Keep up the good work. Ah, gorgeous. I love the photo. And the snow, of course. I know some of you probably aren't all that happy with snow right now. It's been a little bit difficult the past couple week or so. I hope you're doing well despite the weather. Michael Gary's emailed a photo. Hey, Mark, I love listening to your podcast while I study. I'm taking calculus right now, my least favorite subject so far. And you're a perfect blend of the various Celtic subgenres. Really helped to keep me focused from distractions. Keep up the good work and thank you for broadcasting the beauty of Irish and Celtic culture every month. We all appreciate it. Oh, I don't envy you. I took calculus in high school and man, it kicked my butt. Never again, never again. That's why I'm a musician. Lily Bentley replied to the Celtic Music Magazine newsletter. Hello and thank you for getting in touch. Thanks also for the MP3s, which all successfully downloaded. I'm still working through them, but so far Burning Bridget Cleary is standing out as a favorite. And more generally, I must say that as a UK-based listener, I'm really enjoying discovering Celtic musicians from further afield. It's just amazing how much is out there that you'll never hear on the British touring circuit. If I may return the favor, a couple of recommendations of my own. Jerry O'Reilly has done some beautiful covers of traditional Irish songs. And chances are you'll know about this one, but Talitha McKenzie's live performance of Ferra Valta is magical. Really looking forward to hearing more from the podcast, and thanks for all the time you put into curating the playlist. It is really appreciated. I will be spreading the word. Thank you, Lily. I appreciate the recommendations. I love getting recommendations. I was looking at some Celtic festivals this week, and I saw all these names, these band names. I'm like, I don't know any of these bands. And I need to know more. So if there's a band that you think should be on this podcast, make sure you drop them an email. Tell them to submit. The URL that they can send music through is 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. It's a very simple permission form. It just says, we give you permission to play our music and whatnot. So it's super easy. And then we'll get the music and all that stuff and get them on the show as soon as possible. I almost have up to St. Patrick's Day booked up. Seems I usually get that rolling around January. But I am looking for new music to play in the months to come, so please submit your music as soon as possible. If you're in a band or if you know a band, ask them to submit. That would be awesome. And Lily Bentley will be on the podcast very shortly. But first, we're going to go on with Fourth Moon. This is Olympus from Ellipsis. Thank you.
krokis sahaja fekan vik me faru ate anjiku anot no anjiku amorok na mona jiku it is true what me Ira wate snaharo hela Ira wate snaharo hela Ira wate snaharo hela Mahari slanla Gokasha deshu Tomo krisha Prihistya brusha Is trikna jura Riwo mahulan Anjiku inyu No harm be may do lat, no underish may undoes, lay us no hair shock. I hear a water, snaharu hila, I hear a water, snaharu hila. Ira wate snaharu hela mahari slanlat gokasha deshu Hushot, no harm me more force ya. Snakshas got key me, goose clee on boss me. I hear a water, snaharu hila. I hear a water, snaharu. Haru hila, mahari slanlat, gokasha deshu.
Thank you. Silver, silver, silver.
After Fourth Moon came Lily Bentley with Feravalta from Norwood Gothic. So you can listen to her recommendation, the version she enjoys, by following the link in the show notes, or you can enjoy her version here. And of course, if you loved what she did, make sure you include her when you're voting in the Celtic Top 20 to help us create the best Celtic music of 2019. After Lily Bentley came the King's Busketeers with the Foggy Dew from the Bedroom Sessions, Boston to Belfast, and finally Tom Morley with the Blacksmith Jig, Garrett Berry's, and the old favorite from the Raven's Wings. Celtic Podcast News. Last week I released my new single, When She Held Me in Her Arms, and I told you that if you like the song, to go add it to your Spotify playlist. But I messed up the release date. It was officially released today, Thursday, February 7th, 2019. So if you still enjoy it, if you enjoy that track, go add it to your playlist on Spotify or whatever streaming service you're listening to. I'd greatly appreciate it. I also host the Pub Songs podcast. Now, it's not a totally Celtic podcast, but it often features Celtic music that I love. But the latest episode features some of my favorite Celtic bands of 2018. Many were featured in an article I published last month, but not all. The episode, number 175, is called Celtic Music and the Dark Side of the Pub. I hope you'll give it a listen. There is more talk than in this one, but I think it's a pretty engaging podcast, so let me know what you think. Not only does the Irish and Celtic Music podcast play music from around the globe, but we also have listeners all around the world in this amazing global economy. Here are the top 20 countries listening to our podcast: United States, Canada, Ireland, Japan, United Kingdom, Italy, Germany, Australia, Spain, France, Netherlands, Switzerland, Brazil, Belgium, India, Russian Federation, Mexico, China, Ukraine, and Austria. You'll find us in 179 different countries around the world. Is that just, wow, mind-blowing amazing? Thank you all so much for listening to this podcast. And the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is listener supported. Instead of filling your ears with advertisements, I make the show free and let you, the listener, support the podcast through your kind patronage on Patreon. You can make a per episode pledge and cap how much you want to spend each month supporting this podcast. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the podcast. Best of all, you get episodes before regular listeners, discounts on merch, and when we hit a milestone, you get an extra special episode. I want to send out a huge thanks to our amazing Celtic legends. These folks pledge at least $25 per month to support Celtic culture through music. Thanks to Ryan P. Kajaris, Marianne Ludwig, Darby O'Flannery, Scott Benson, Hunter Melville, Carol Burrill, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Husker Armory, Linda McNeil, Brian Brake, Chris, Robert Michael Kane, Tiffany Knight, Occam's Razor, John Sharkey White II, Teresa Sullivan, Brendan Nix, John Bilderback, Breaking Down Security Podcast, Annie Lorkowski, Johnny Berry, Hank Woodward, and Sean Cowley. Now, we are just $10 away from a three-hour St. Patrick's Day special. Would you like that? Become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. Next up is Rebels and Sinners with Mother Tree from their album Days Just Begun.
Her lullaby goes on. dawn.
Subsides to nothingness, a feast for all the green through all the land. The lights stretch flight and on she goes, as evening comes to end her work, returning with a dew along her breast.
We'll be right back.
my child, and close your eyes. Darkness comes, he rides through the night. Quit your stir and drift off to sleep, or hear the tale of Douglas Key. For he comes with sun near his cry, a black dog with death in his eyes. His pyre will light up the night and crack our bones till flames burn white. Black Douglas, he comes for you. He seeks out your heart. Black Douglas, he comes for you. He tear us apart. Dangerous, they must not leave to border Edward's reprieve. Wells poison and cattle slain, the Douglas fight so black and vain. And as they ran, they tell the tales of all the horrors that they fight. He broke their spirits and their bodies and their minds. Through the years, the tale is told to put the fear in hearts of men. They pray he never rides again. Black Douglas, he comes for you. He seeks out your heart. Douglas, he comes for you. He tear us apart. Spread the word near and far. Tell any man who dares to be bold that Douglas keeps his lot of cold. He let them run to tell the tale of all the horror that they find. He broke their spirits as their bodies, as their minds. Through the years, the tale is told to put the fear in hearts of men. They pray he never rides again. Black Douglas, he comes for you. He seeks out your heart. Douglas, he comes for you. He tear us apart. We'll be right back.
Christ, I'm like the stallion storm, your place is shifted to the barn. Christ in victory was yours, and the fire and heat secure than the magic limb lore. Pick my cue will burn, curse and swear, look a glare. Pick the Lewis, pick the Lair, up until you have a care. Pulling is your store low, up in heaven I was sore. I'm going to go for my lord, pick my cue is giving the work. Pull me up to Carlo. Saxon gold, greatest warrior of them all, ascending the lungs of Hades. What a sick and grey spike. Now the black battalion settles in her over driven red, lies the and her ladies. Curse and swear, look at her. Fickle Lewis, fickle air. That battalion had a care. Falling as your sorrow. Up a power that was sore. I'm gonna go for my lord. Think McHugh was getting a word. Pull me up to Carlo.
After Rebels and Sinners came Karmas with Pancakes at Midnight from Stark Raving Celtic, then Journey North with Black Douglas from Dance Towards Tomorrow's Smiling, and finally The Tan and Sober Gentleman with Follow Me Up to Carlo from Veracity. I really hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, cast your vote in the Celtic Top 20, then share it with one friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing this community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you find music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine every week. I will send you a few bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to finish off this show with Catherine Nagy. She has a new single. It's called Lay With Me. I hope you have a wonderful week. I'll be back with more music next week. Sláinte.
It's the end of the day, my sweet. Time to wrap up the play, to sleep. I'll be up in a minute to tuck you in. I watch as you walk down the hall. When did you grow so tall? I remember the days I would carry you when you were small.
to pray. Lay with me another minute longer. I'm not ready to let you go. I'll hold you in my arms a little stronger, so you feel loved when I walk out the door. There are thousands of things I could do. The dishes are done.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy Celtfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.